News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. With both the governor and chief minister of Rajasthan finally agreeing on a date when the assembly will be convened, August 14, the 100 or so MLAs of Congress and its allies are likely to end up living through the political crisis in the state in a huddle for a month, in what has been branded as a uniquely Indian political phenomenon, resort politics, the practice by a party of shifting all its lawmakers at one or more places to avoid them from being poached by a political rival. Rajasthan is likely to end up creating a record, irrespective of which party finally takes control. It was on July 13 that the Congress had shifted its MLAs to Jaipur's Fairmont Hotel, alleging a ploy by the BJP to topple the government by breaking away its lawmakers. Addressing the Congress Legislature Party meeting held on Thursday, Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot told the MLAs that they would have to stay at the Hotel Fairmont in Jaipur till August 14. During this time, they would only be going to the secretariat to attend to official work. Over the next fortnight, the MLAs, who have already been living through a kind of social isolation over the past 2.5 weeks, are likely to miss out on Bakrid, Raksha Bandhan and Janmashtami. Fairmont Hotel is where Rajasthan is going to be run from, for the next fortnight at least. The impasse between Gehlot and Governor Kalraj Mishra was finally over when the latter agreed to the fourth request made by the CM to convene the assembly. Talking to the media on Thursday, Gehlot said that the delay in allowing a session, where Gehlot is likely to call for a floor test in a bid to prove his majority, was to allow horse trading of MLAs to continue. He said that unlimited money was being offered to his MLAs in return for their leaving the Congress. He alleged that as soon as the date of convening the assembly was decided, sky-high offers were being made to his MLAs. After the assembly session was announced last night, the rates of horse trading have increased. Earlier, the first installment was of rupees 10 crore and second was of rupees 15 crore. Now it has become unlimited and all know who is doing horse trading, Gehlot told reporters. Although he did not specify whether he will conduct a floor test in the assembly when it convenes on August 14 or take up any other official business, he said that it would be decided by the state cabinet. The flood situation in Assam improved further on Thursday, though one more person lost his life, taking the toll to 108 in the calamity, an official bulletin said. The number of people affected by the deluge in the Brahmaputra and its tributaries dropped to 12 lakh in 22 districts, it said. The figure on Wednesday was about 17 lakh in 21 districts. Assam Governor Jagdish Mukhi visited the flood-hit Barpeta and Baksa districts, where the overflowing rivers have rendered thousands of people homeless. According to the daily flood report of Assam State Disaster Management Authority, one person drowned in the flood water in Mikirbheta area of Morigaon district on Thursday, taking the toll to 108. The toll in the landslides triggered by the flood stood at 26, taking the total number of deaths to 134, it said. The ASDMA reports said over 12.01 lakh people are in the grip of floods. Golpada is the worst hit, where about 3.76 lakh people have been affected by the flood, followed by Morigaon, where more than 2.34 lakh people are in its grip. In Dhubri, the number of affected people is 1.52 lakh. The report said the State Disaster Response Force, district administrations and local people have rescued 46 people from different places during the last 24 hours by deploying 102 boats. At present, 1,339 villages are underwater and 82,169.99 hectares of crop area has been damaged across Assam, ASDMA said. The authorities are running 203 relief camps and distribution centers across 15 districts where 29,981 people have taken shelter currently. They have distributed 393.08 quintals of rice, dal and salt, and 809.90 liters of mustard oil, along with other relief materials such as drinking water and masks among the people. Mukhi has expressed concern over the extensive soil erosion by Beki River in Barpeta and Baksa districts and asked their administrations to reach out to the affected expeditiously and provide them with relief materials. The governor said that he will have threadbare discussion with senior officers of the Water Resources and Soil Erosion departments to narrow down the probable causes of erosion and find out a scientific solution to this long-standing problem. On the flood situation, the ASDMA report said Brahmaputra is flowing above its danger marks at Dhubri town, at Nimati Ghat in Jorhat and Tezpur in Sonitpur district. The deluge has so far claimed the lives of 143 animals, while 165 others were rescued in Kaziranga National Park, it said, quoting the Divisional Forest Officer of the Eastern Assam Wildlife Division. The flood has also affected 15,24,339 domestic animals and poultry in the state during the last 24 hours, it added. Pakistan on Thursday said it has seen reports that India has acquired Rafale jets from France which could be modified to carry nuclear weapons. India received the first batch of 5 Rafale jets on Wednesday, nearly 4 years after it inked an intergovernmental agreement with France to procure 36 of the aircraft. The IAF received the Rafale jets 23 years after it imported Sukhoi-30Ks from Russia in 1997. The arrival of Rafale jets will make the IAF much stronger to deter any security challenge facing India, and those seeking to threaten the country's territorial integrity should be worried about its new capability, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said on Wednesday. We have seen reports of recent acquisition of Rafale jets by Indian Air Force, Pakistan Foreign Office spokesperson Aisha Farooqi said at her weekly press briefing. It is disturbing to note that India continues to amass military capabilities beyond its genuine security requirements, she said. Transfer of advanced systems, where there is an open intention of conversion into nuclear delivery platforms, calls into question the commitment of international suppliers to non-proliferation commitments, she said. While remaining opposed to any arms race in South Asia, Pakistan cannot remain oblivious to these developments and remains confident of its ability to thwart any ill-considered act of aggression, she added. And Ellen DeGeneres apologized to the staff of her daytime TV talk show amid an internal company investigation of complaints of a difficult and unfair workplace. On day one of our show, I told everyone in our first meeting that the Ellen DeGeneres show would be a place of happiness. No one would ever raise their voice and everyone would be treated with respect, DeGeneres wrote. Something changed, she said, and for that, I am sorry. In a separate statement, the Warner Brothers studio said the investigation's primary findings revealed what it called some flaws in the show's daily management. DeGeneres' memo and the probe by the studio's parent company followed a BuzzFeed News report in which 1 current and 10 former show employees complained about issues including being fired after taking medical or bereavement leave. One worker said she left because of comments about her race. Most of the complaints were tied to executive producers and senior managers, BuzzFeed News said. But one ex-employee said DeGeneres needs to take more responsibility for the work environment. The people making the allegations were not identified. The complaints contrast sharply with the show's upbeat tenor and DeGeneres' own public demeanor and exhortations for people to be kind and caring. In its statement, Warner Brothers said it and DeGeneres take the allegations about the show's workplace culture very seriously and that its parent company is seeking to determine the validity of the publicly reported allegations and understand the show's daily workings. As a result, Warner Media interviewed dozens of current and former employees about the environment at the Ellen DeGeneres show, and though not all of the allegations were corroborated, we are disappointed that the primary findings of the investigation indicated some deficiencies related to the show's day-to-day management. Steps are being taken to make several staffing changes and implement other steps, the studio said without citing specifics. The internal investigation was first reported by Variety. DeGeneres wrote that she has deep compassion for people who are treated unfairly or disregarded. That comes from someone who has been judged for who I am, said DeGeneres, who has detailed the price she paid for being openly gay. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.